Every moment I'm ready for that. Because the situation is beyond the logic. That's the only difference, right? Logically, he doesn't understand everything. Because he doesn't even think about what that king is thinking. Yes, what is he thinking about me? When this me is, nobody else is really important. Nobody else plays a role. So, he thinks that now I'm ready to die every single moment. Yes?
I am poor in gold, but rich in heads. My head hath 100 heads to take its place. No one can run in love with 2 feet. No one can play love with 1 head. Yet everyone has 2 feet and 1 head. The body with thousands of feet and heads is a rarity. On this account, all combats are in vain. This combat grows hotter every moment. The source of its heat lies beyond the realm of space. The 7 hells are a smoke from the sparks of its fire.
So, everything is upside down, and this is why a lot of energies will be wasted, and this is what the complication is all about, and blah, 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 because everything looks different than what it is. When you are looking at something, what do you see? No, really, honestly. When you're looking at something, what do you see?
The form outside.
A very silly answer. I didn't get it what he said. But he was talking about a subject. More than 95% of this existence, we're looking at it, but we don't understand, we don't see anything. We only see the things that will reflect the light. If they don't, start with black hole. That's it. We don't see anything. You go back, when they didn't know about the microscopic space or the galaxies. That's what you were talking about. Go a little bit further, then you're a monkey. So stop talking. This is the trick. We learned that we don't know everything. The most important thing that I really understand is that we are one of the 8 billion species on this little earth, which is a silly corner with one sun only. Normally it's double. Yeah. Then there is triple and four and fifth and blah. But there are some poor one with one. We are that one. We're nothing. And we don't know anything. I remember the time that there was no computer. I had one of the first one as a gift brought to me from Paris. 800 years ago, the time of Rumi, he's talking about this, that look around you. Now, let's hear this story.
Setting forth how hell will say when the bridge Sirat is over it, O believer, pass more quickly across the Sirat. Quick, make haste, lest the greatness of thy light put out my fire. Pass, O believer, for lo, thy light hath extinguished my fire. For this reason, O sincere man, hell is enfeebled and extinguished by the fire of love. It says to him, pass speedily, O respected one, or else my fire will be destroyed by thy flames. Behold,
hear that. My fire will be destroyed with your fire. You are talking about the hell, okay? How big is it? Enormous, isn't it? Because billions and billions up to now are ready to be there. That big, right? Now look about one believer. She's crossing the bridge, and from the fire of this one little fellow, that the hell is crying out. Did you hear that? Because with these exaggerations, he wants to push you beyond the logic, because you are logical. Aren't you? Logically, you are listening and thinking and imagining and making your personal conclusion, your personal believing. Don't you? Sound is something outside, is a wave. It will go in your ears. Then what? Then you hear? No. Long before that, there are filters. One word, one sentence, one judgment has no path to go in. It doesn't go in because it's against your passion, your feelings, your beliefs, your party, your role in your group. What are you listening to? How the things that is positive to you? You like that subject. So you listen to that. That's a trick. So you are the worst judge, and you're judging everybody every single moment. This is the dilemma we are talking about. If you don't change it, you will remain like that. Think about it. If you change it, suddenly you could breathe normally without having prejudgment and blah, 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 blah. Tendencies. I don't know. Yes.
Behold how this breath dissolves infidelity, which alone is the brimstone of hell. Quickly entrust thy brimstone to this passion, in order that neither hell nor its sparks may assail thee. Paradise says to him, pass like the wind, or else all that I possess will become unsaleable. For thou art...
Ah, Okay, now, this was crossing the hell, right? What do you think about the opposite one? Even the paradise is begging him that please go away and blah, blah, blah. Yes.
Thou art the owner of the stack. I am a gleaner. I am an idol. Thou art the provinces of China. Both hell and paradise are trembling in fear of him. Neither the one nor the other feels safe from him. His life sped away, and he found no opportunity to cure. The waiting consumed him exceedingly, and his soul could not endure it. For a long time, gnashing his teeth, he suffered this. Ere he attained, his life reached its end.
Ah. So, what was he talking about? Someone who is suspended in an illogical situation that he's given everything and they don't ask him anything and he's trying to understand that what's happening, and he is transformed from someone who was there because of his curiosity and wishes, and now is ready to die for this king. So what happens? He will die. That's what you have not thought about it. Up to here, we were talking about these three guys, right? But you never thought, okay, they will die. Just like the father. His father died, right? So he will die. Yeah. He will die. Why? That's what we are talking about, aren't we? We are talking about, should you follow the advice of the elderly one or not? The guy who died, they didn't listen to him, right? Now, the first of these ones, the big brother, will die. And guess what? The third one is busy, blah, 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 cannot be here. So the second one will come. Because one guy cannot explain it. We need three different situations here to explain this strange situation. This is the strange situation of being enlightened. Arriving over there, having everything, and knowing that you did good. This is it. Yes.
The form of the beloved vanished from him. He died and was united with the reality of the beloved. He said, though this raiment was of silk and shushtar cloth, his unscreened embrace is sweeter. I am denuded of my body, and he of fantasy. I am advancing triumphantly in the consummation of union.
This is where you're reading. This is my page. It's all the highlights, because here Rumi wants to explain to you this bizarre situation. How? In simple way to talk about it, that yes, first of all, let's talk about the face of a beloved. What is the face of the beloved? Whatever. It's the face of the beloved, it's pretty. Whatever. How do you mix these two together? That's a trick. Beyond the logic, this is the trick. That he said, yes, touching will trans,